Happy Missouri River Natural Resources District Board meeting. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed through the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. With that, form call, please.
Beckley.
Here.
Bonnet.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Spinsky.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Chairperson.
Here. Item four, and I'd like a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Teaser, second by Bagley. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Item five, adoption of the consent agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Teaser, second by Bradley. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Item eight, agency association report, proof of publication of the meeting. I have here for the file duly advertising this meeting and the appropriate publications. So item six, item seven we approved. Item eight, agency reports, natural resource conservation service report, written report by Andy Ponenkamp. Andy is not here, I assume. So there's a report by Andy in your tab. If you haven't read it, read it. Any questions? Let us know. Item 8B, Nebraska Association Resources District. Director Cedar.
I don't have anything.
He doesn't have anything. Moving on to C, National Associates Conservation District. Director Tim Fowler. Delayed this from last meeting.
Since February, so I have to remember my notes, but I wanted to say that, hey, I did exist. There's an artist version of myself and Stu with fellow Nebraskan there.
Is that your
Orville
Gigstad?
Orville? Legendary Orville Gigstad. Who got
I kind of recognized him.
Which one is you, Tim?
Was yellow in that one. What happened?
You know, the artist. For the, that's all it is. It was at the Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista at Disney Springs on February 12th and 16th. The objectives of the show were really just to reconnect. As with everything else, COVID took its toll. We're all tired of Zoom meetings and going face-to-face with all the different RPGs. The main topics were the Farm Bill advocacy, conservation appropriations, Farm Bill engagement, natural resource conservation efforts. In the NACD world, all the workings are all in the RPGs, which are resource planning groups. There's coastal, tribal, forestry. I sit on urban and run the north central region, and then the public lands and invasive species. So all those, you bebop around each one of those and see what they're working on, and you can really get a flavor of what's happening within the United States on conservation levels. We did meet our new president-elect, Kim LaFleur from Massachusetts. There were no tours this year because we just primarily wanted to get everybody together and do one-on-one sessions. Inland waters guidance. In the past two administrations, there was a charge that the Obama administration was doing a grab on the water system by language, and The same thing kind of came out of the new administration, but it was felt that if we got out ahead of it, NACD would actually put out their language, what we felt the waters are, inland waters are, and the administration took it, so they kind of backed away from that. That was one note I had. Next year's meeting is going to be the 77th annual meeting. It will be in New Orleans on February 11th through the 15th. As a note also, in April we have our conservation webinar that our urban puts on, and it's managing runoff at home and beyond. And that's my report.
All right.
There's just some fun pictures. And
does the snake bite you?
Oh, I tell you what, I came in to sign checks, and in walks the snake, and he put it around my neck, and I had some fun with the snake. So we had a little fun, too. That's my report.
Any questions from Director Fowler? Thank you. Item D, Nebraska Natural Resource Commission, Larry Bradley.
No report this evening.
So. Okay. As a legislative report, Catalyst Public Affairs, I saw Tim here. Here he comes.
Thank you. Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs. And there's a note in your book, and John emailed you the report, and I just handed one out. I would want to say real quick, there's links to all these bills we're talking about, too, on the one John sent out. So just click on it, and you can see who voted for what and some of those things. But legislature, as you know, wrapped up yesterday. For all intents and purposes, there's a override day next Wednesday. If the governor wants to override any bills, they can come back and vote for a veto override if they'd like, which is kind of important this year because in the last 2 days they passed 120 bills on final reading. So he has a lot to review, I guess, over the next 5 days or over his break. But they just held everything towards the end after the budget and then just started passing bills on final reading. So the things that, you know, there's a lot of tax issues, social issues, prisons, and water issues that were going on this year with the spending that was available. $1.5 billion in excess revenue was there on the table, and then the $1.4 billion of extra ARPA money that was available to spend. So obviously with that kind of money, there's a lot of talk about tax cuts and how to spend that money, especially the ARPA money. I've never seen anything like that in the 20 years I've been involved with the legislature. I've been cutting before, but never spending like that. So it is interesting. But anyway, as we put on here, the candidates are, there's a lot of candidates. A lot of the things were done this year. It's an election year, so there's a lot of rhetoric probably going on. But end of the day, they all got through it. On that link, you're going to see a lot of the candidates. We'll narrow it down after. And in that, there's who's running, where they're from, the Republican, Democrat, Independents, and all that. And we'll narrow that down. But anyway, some of the bills, I'll get into the bills that you're interested. LB 805 was the vegetation management, noxious weeds, prairie dogs, a lot of things got thrown into that, but that was the one we're watching. They did get the $3 million. I don't know who that one vote was against it, to be honest with you, but you check. I might guess it might have been Lathrop, but I don't know. But anyway, that passed. The bills that we had talked about earlier that you probably read about and paid most attention to was the Star Wars, Jedi, different things. So there's two bills and then the Perkins Canal. I'll start with the Star Wars, Jedi thing. That did pass. The two portions of it. One is the current lakes we have, McConaughey, Lewis and Clark, and what are the other? McConaughey, Lewis and Clark, and Niagara. Yep, there you go. Anyway, a lot of money going into those for marinas, convention centers, just different things. So $80 million is going into that, to those projects. They set the money aside in the budget under the LB 1012, so there's three budgets. But the money's set aside there to go then to the natural resources funds to go do that. They're then going to create a committee of people and hire an independent engineer and all these things and bid the projects out over the next few years. So this standing committee will be made up of, I don't want to get into all of it, several of the legislators and then Attorney General is on one as well, or the next Attorney General. And they will then kind of watch, oversee this funding. So there will be legislative oversight into all the funding, the projects, and all the that. So that was the economic enhancement, economic development. And then there's a recreational use, economic development on the Star Wars. That would be the Gretna Lake out here, or whatever you want to call it, potential. There's $20 million then for a study on that. That then, interesting part of that, of the $20 million, they're going to look at recreational, if it's doable, the engineering, all the things you can only imagine go into it. Can we go raise private sector money to help fund this? That's a big portion of this. Can they raise private sector money to go do this? How are they going to use the land, whatever? There was another amendment put on, which is a good amendment as well. It's $2 million, I think they ended up with, for an independent study then of the water resources there for, and that's really for LES, or I should say LES, Lincoln Water and MUD Water, because they have wells there, and they want to make darn sure that those aren't interfering in any way with any kind of water supply in the future. So that was an important aspect of what's going to happen. All these things, like I say, just got done 2 days ago, and more to follow. So those are the one things we're going to follow. The Perkins County one is also on there. That's the canal or the Colorado situation where Front Range, are you going to get water for the Platte and what are you going to do with it? Same thing there. I think he was asking for like $500 million. End of the day, they got $53 million to do a study of how would it happen. And then I think there's other money set aside, but again, you got to do a study and say, can this even happen? How would it happen legally? You can all imagine how that's all going to work. I don't know. I don't think anybody does, but they are looking into it, and they did set aside that kind of money. Another one that was interesting was $8.3 million set aside for the trail development and maintenance fund that was just created for the MOPAC trail between here and Lincoln. To finish that. That was vetoed, actually, and then overridden. So they did get all that money to get that done. So those were the main bills we're following. There were other bills that we testified and followed, but those really were the ones that got out and had some major, major money and major impacts that will continue on for probably the next 3 or 4 years as they use this ARPA money to do the end regular cash reserve funds. In all sessions, there's interim studies introduced. These are a couple we thought would be interesting so far to follow. On LB 277, that's just an opportunity probably for you. 295, I wasn't sure if you have this, but Director Teaser, you may know, or you guys know, they're going to look at pensions and retirement funds for people under the public. They call them pensions. And I don't know if they're going to be pensions or other things. If you're underfunded, they look at those things. So anyway, we'll pay attention to that as it goes forward. You'll probably hear it from the NARD. Sarah McDonald introduced a study on surfacing and permeation and those kind of things. I don't know what that's about. We just glanced at that. Senator Erdman has a study on the consumption tax. The reason we have that on there is because under the current consumption tax, or EPIC consumption tax, they call it, it didn't pass. Had fewer votes, I think, this time than last time. But that would really just say you pay a tax on everything you purchase. Property taxes and those kind of things would go away. Like, I don't know how that all works. But anyway, if that were to happen, your financing would be a little different, obviously. So keep a close eye on that. There's talk of a petition happening and some of those things. So that's just something to keep a close eye on. And then Senator McAllister introduced a bill. He's in his last term as well, or last year of his term, on the environmental trust and how that's funded and just different things they're using that money for. I know that's always you pay attention to those things. So those are the legislative things happening. I'm sure there's things we've probably missed. I did tell John there was there's a bill to enhance the virtual meetings that you can use as long as you don't take a vote. If you're just doing just like informational meetings, maybe a committee, John, you guys all know about that, so they have it, but I did overlook that, but I think that's an important one to follow. So those things going on, our next steps, like I say, with the campaign, there's a lot of fundraisers we go to. We always try to invite John if he wants to come along with those. We attend, so we can always bring guests, and that's good. We'll continue to meet with candidates after the primary. Not before, but hopefully after the primary. There are several open seats going on, and then a few incumbents running. And then monitoring those interim studies, monitoring all those water studies we just talked about. So there will be things happening. Probably, I'd say there's a good month break or maybe two, I don't know, as they kind of just decompress from what they've been through on a short session. So that's what I'm expecting to happen. So anyway, those engagement opportunities as they come along, there's a governor's race, of course, and some of those things. We'll know a lot more on May 10th what's happening and who to talk to on those. But other than that, it's a busy short session, but it was also kind of long because they talked about the same things again and again. But the things we avoided, the things we wanted to avoid, or any things that would have got into your ability to do business, those really weren't issues this year, thank goodness. And I think a little bit of credit on the engagement we did earlier, I hope, kind of cuts people off at the pass. It's like, well, now we kind of know what the NRDs are doing, not just yours, but others. That study was actually a good thing. And like I said before several times here, made a very favorable impression on some of the people who maybe weren't big fans. So I think that kind of stopped everything from going forward. Doesn't say it won't in the future because there'll be new senators. And I think all the even-numbered legislative districts are up this year. That's kind of the way it works, unless somebody was kind of kicked out or resigned midterm. But so all the even numbers are up, half the legislature. And of those, I think 12 senators who are term limited out. So a lot of experience and a lot of committee chairs are term limited out right now. So you have appropriations chair, banking chair, transportation chair. There's about five or six committees, not natural resources, though, that are gone. So a lot of experience is leaving with term limits, but it also brings new opportunities in with whoever wins. So. But that's what we have. I'm open to any questions or anything on these bills.
Ed? I just had one on the Perkins County Canal Project. Is there any communication with Colorado on that?
That was the main question. Like, how did this just happen this year? How did we just learn about this? So I don't think a ton. Just what you read in the paper is probably what we're reading in the paper, and same thing the senators were asking. How did this just come now that we just discovered this little loophole in this long-standing contract? So I think there's a lot of skepticism on why are we giving them the money, but still you're talking $53 million. There's a lot of money to do the study. So they're serious about it. The Western senators in particular, of course, because they would be the beneficiaries of a lot of that water. So, but that's all I know. We will continue to monitor it and try to get you reports to John and that he can send out.
Thank you.
You mentioned Mopac Trail. Was that a bill that did pass?
Yes. Yep. And they tried to cut the funding, so they got the full $8.3 million. There was a movement. The governor cut half. So, no, you don't need all that. And they overrode the governor's veto. So the governor vetoed about 8-10 different projects or bills, and it just, they overrode him like 44-4 or something like that, so it wasn't even close. So I don't know how many vetoes he will send out now the second time. Sometimes they just veto things.
But that's not – is that to build it or to study it?
What's that?
Is that the bill that's passed to build the trail?
It. Is there a bridge?
Isn't there
apparently
portions of it built?
Yeah, good portion.
How much is left?
So everything north of Platte River, obviously. So it's primarily the sections in Cass County
that they were fighting over for a long time. Yeah.
Eric's here. Look, Eric's going to add to it.
Yep. There's about a 10-mile segment from South Bend down to the current end on the rail corridor, expected to follow the edge of the county right away on the highway. They would need to do private property acquisition, which might be challenging. So that's probably why some of the funding needs to be included there. Cost per mile on a chip limestone trail in a rural area is a little more difficult to guess, but This is probably a pretty good amount to get that done. I think it would probably handle that about 10-mile distance.
Well, we were almost there 10 years ago, maybe 12, when Pankonin messed things up.
Yeah.
So this is kind of correct what he screwed up?
Yeah, this will probably,
my opinion,
be, this will probably be sufficient funding to get the rest of the project completed.
Is the bridge done?
The bridge over the Platte River?
Yeah, the
Platte River bridge is completely done, and then there's about a half mile to the trailhead on the south side. So it would pick up at that trailhead and fall all the way down. I don't think there are any other very significant pieces of infrastructure. I don't think they need any more bridges. There might be some culvert extensions or road crossings, but nothing nearly as big as the lead bridge between the two remaining places.
Thank you.
And it's open again.
Yep, opened last year on July 4th.
Thank you, Eric. One other question, Tim.
Thanks, Eric.
LR 362 McDonald's study for permeable surfacing.
Yeah.
I read somewhere, I thought, $1 million. Is that right?
No, so the,
is there a dollar amount? That,
no, so it's $1 million, but in fact, he's been working with us as far as getting some input, and I worked with Amanda Murray on that. What they want to do is incentivize probably mostly if you're looking at commercial construction to install permeable surfaces like parking lots, so you figure out Walmart and the parking lot, how that's a big area that's not permeable. So things like that you can incentivize them through how that, maybe that parking lot is assessed, and then to give them a break, a property tax break on that particular piece of property that they install permeable surfaces. So it's a carrot to say, hey, these are water quality things, these are flood control things, and we want to, instead of penalizing it by fees, they want to incentivize people to do it. So that's the basis of it.
That's good, because we've been 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, this topic has been up. How do we reduce the runoff?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah,
didn't go so well.
It's a deja vu all over.
No.
It's
incentivize good. It not to.
All right, good. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah. Any other comments, Patrick Bennett?
John, with Tim's involvement here, are you focused just on the legislature?
Mm-hmm. We could focus on most, but mostly on the legislature. But yeah, but we do. Yeah, we do lobbying for wherever John needs. So part of that is what do we need to do? We've made some outreach calls for some board members and things.
City, county, everybody in our district, Tim, they help with. Not just the federal piece that we have separate, but Tim does all the local. If it's working with Bellevue or Papillion or Sarpy County or Douglas County,
I'd like to take a look at the Omaha Charter Review Commission that's now established and just review our overlapping areas of interest and responsibility.
Yeah. The membership was just announced. We know several on there, so absolutely. Let's sit down and talk and reach out to them.
All right. Any other questions?
We knew it needed the city council.
Try to find you one.
Okay. Thank you for your report.
All right. Thank you.
Item 9, subcommittee reports, programs, project operations, Director Craig.
Mr. Chairman, 9A, be it resolved that the minutes of the April 12, 2022 meeting of the program, projects, and operations subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, contract amendment 3 with Power Engineering, the WP2, recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number 3 to the professional service agreement between the district and Fire Engineering for the regional detention site WP2 project for the maximum amount of $61,535, bringing the total maximum amount not to exceed contract amount to $1,729,702, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to plumb by district legal counsel. I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments on this item? Directors? Roll call.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes. 9A2, joint funding agreements for water quality monitoring. 9-2A Lower Platte River Corridor gauges. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a joint funding agreement with the Lower Platte South Natural Resources District for the Lower Platte River Corridor gauges in the amount of $46,600 in fiscal year 2023, $41,800 in fiscal year 2024, and $30,800 in fiscal year 2025, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel and further more. And I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Hearing none, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Knightley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 9-2B, Lashara Gauge. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the joint funding agreement with Lower Platte South Natural Resources District for the Lashara Gauge for the amount of $6,400 in fiscal year 2023, $5,320 in fiscal year 2024, and $4,360 in fiscal year 2025, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Director. Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsey.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 9A3. Fiscal year 2023 Urban Cost Share Program. Now I understand we're going to take each one of these separately on a vote.
Please.
Okay. Item 9-3A, Urban Conservation Assistance Program. Recommendation that the application from Bellevue for $30,000 and SID 162 Miller Park for $30,000 for a total of $60,000 be approved, and I so move.
Thank you. By the way, this is just to prove that these meet our requirements. It's not necessarily for the budget. Or for the dollars that will come later in the budget. I just want to make that clarification, A through E. So with the item urban conservation, any public comments on that item? Director, roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsey.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9A3B, Urban Drainage Way Program. Recommendation that the applications from the City of Bellevue for $280,000 and $295,000 in fiscal year 2023, Blair for $60,000, the City of Omaha for $400,000 in fiscal year 2023, and from Sharpie County for $300,000 in fiscal year 2023, for a total of $1,335,000 in fiscal year 2023, be approved, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors?
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsey.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
9A3C, Recreation Area Development Program. Recommendation that the applications from Bennington for $50,000, Fort Calhoun for $50,000, Retina for $50,000, La Vista for $50,000, Papillion for $47,500, and South Sioux City for $50,000 for a total of $297,500 be approved, and I so move.
Any public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Kinsey.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes. Yes.
9A3D, Trails Assistance Program. Recommendation that the application is from Douglas County for $540,085. SID 351, Cheyenne Ridge for $112,500. And South Sioux City for $36,237. For a total of $688,822, be approved, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Gregory.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kiffer.
Yes. 9A3E, Lake Dredging Program. Recommendation that the application from Papillion for $100,000 be approved, all subject to funding for the fiscal year 2023 budget, and I so move.
Any public comments? Directors. Roll call.
Gregory.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kiffer.
Yes.
That completes my report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Moving on to item 9B, Finance Expenditure Legal, Director Rich Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, events of the April 12, 22 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and appropriated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, land acquisition for West Papillion Region Basin Number 4, WP4. Purchase agreement with Eugene J. Kindbinder. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase of the district from the estate of Gene J. Kindbinder, Track 2, for the WP4 project, for the purchase price of $178,430, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors, roll call.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kiffer.
Yes.
Bradley.
Aye.
Jefferson.
Yes.
Item B, Purchase Agreement TMG1 LLC. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from TMG1 LLC, Track 1, for the WP4 project, for the purchase price of $3,250,948, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors, roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kiffer.
Yes.
Bradley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes. Rich, before we continue, General Counsel, it says executive session, do we have to go executive?
Unless we're looking to negotiate on.
Okay, for the next couple items, just keep on rolling. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Item 2, land acquisition for Dam Site 12. Purchase agreement with Dan J. Moore Family Limited Partnership. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Dan J. Moore Family Limited Partnership, Track 6 of the Dam Site 12 project, for the purchase price of $728,260, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors, roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kiffer.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Kiffer.
Yes.
Item B, purchase agreement with Moore Family Limited Partnership. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from the Moore Family Limited Partnership Track 7 for the Dam Site 12 project for the purchase price of $870,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any comments?
Questions? Roll call.
Benson.
Yes.
Allard.
Yes.
Yes. Mormon. Yes. Lindsay. Yes. Caesar. Yes. Bedley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conklin.
Aye.
Fisher. Yes. Land acquisition for Dam Site 7. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement to Woodsana 168 Bennington LLC for the purchase of 44.517 acres for the construction of Dam Site 7 Regional Detention Basis Project for the total amount of $2,301,117, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
I want to suggest we go into executive session. I understand things have changed on this item. Is that correct? More discussion.
Yeah. We don't need to.
Do we need? We don't need to go into. Okay. No. All right. Okay. I thought there'd been new information. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. All right.
Which? Yeah. Let's hear public comments. And,
okay.
And
okay.
We can always, if we want to, after. Okay. This time, ask for public comments on item 3. Name and address.
Sure. Drew Snyder, 20010 Manderson Street, Elkhorn. I'm the managing partner of Woodsonia 168 Bennington LLC. I just want to provide the board some brief comments. I think I was here at the subcommittee and then unfortunately had to leave a little bit early, but I think there may be some questions about cost versus appraised value. So I just wanted to clarify from our perspective as the landowner, we purchased the properties over the last 12 months. According to my notes, for $2,232,000, we were provided appraisals from valuation services for $2,297,000. So that's a difference of $64,000. So we asked John and Amanda when we met with them, we just would like to be compensated based on the appraised value versus the cost. A couple reasons I just want to mention, and then I'm happy to open it up to any questions. But our contract with the underlying landowners, there was two of them, were negotiated over the last two-plus years. Land values have changed dramatically, as we all know, over the past 2 years. The appraisals, I felt like from our perspective as a landowner, were a little bit low. A couple, I think, really pertinent comps. Our firm just purchased 19 acres at 168th and State, and that appraisal came in February 18th of 2022 for $90,000 an acre. Almost the same property, same characteristics, be 2 miles to the south. There's also five comparable sales in this appraisal that are all well in excess of the appraisals we had for the 168th and Bennington Road acquisition. So we thought the appraisal was low. We asked that the NRD pay the appraised value amount. From an approval perspective, this will be a development project for our company. That's the business that we're in. And so we're final platted through the city of Bennington and are planning to move forward with the development. So now would be sort of the ideal time prior to, you know, building 80-some lots and 170 apartment units. In our opinion, for the NRD to acquire it, I think the values potentially could go up, and it just gets more complicated, obviously, as residents and people are there and infrastructure's in place. So I just wanted to address that. To me, I think it's what we're talking about is a difference of $64,000. which is about 2.7% of the total price. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but just wanted to provide some perspective from the landowner's side of things. So,
you're not going to answer any questions?
No, I said I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. No,
actually,
sure.
I heard it the same way.
Yeah, he and I.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Can I ask a question?
Director Teaching.
Where did you say the location of that 90,000 an acre property was?
That's on the northeast corner of 168th and State.
168th?
Yes.
There's quite a bit of difference.
It's 2 miles, yeah, so I think it'd be Military would be a mile north, and then Bennington Road would be a mile north of that.
How big a property is that?
It's 19 acres.
19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there NRG involved in that?
No.
Is that zoned commercial or housing?
It's unzoned. It's ag right now. Yeah.
You said you bought the property we're looking at. You threw a number, $2,232,000. Then you had an appraised value, $2,297,000, but you bought it at $2,232,000?
When did you close
on that?
We closed on the... So I think per appraisals, the Mueller property actually closes today. That closed today, and then I guess they don't reference it. The Wolford property. I apologize, I was trying to remember the name of the landowner. The Wolford property, which was the smaller acreage property, that closed. I can't give you an exact date. That probably closed maybe 4 or 5 months ago. So
what did you pay per acre?
We paid $52,040 an acre.
On this dam site?
Right. So there's two pieces. So the 5.12, I'll give you the specifics. The 5.12 acre piece that the NRD is looking to acquire, to my notes, we paid $52,040 an acre. And then the 39.32 acre parcel, which was part of the Mueller property, we paid $50,000 an acre. And so the appraisal for the Mueller property was at $51,000 an acre, and the appraisal for the Wolford property was at $57,000 an acre.
So the bulk of this, you paid $50,000 an acre, and you want us to pay $51,000 an acre.
Well, the total difference, if my math is correct, the total difference is about $64,000, right?
Can you help me, my mind, to justify paying you a premium price for over and above what you paid for?
Well,
you talked initially about some kind of SID thing, and
I went into this with John and Amanda a little bit, and I think one of the things from a developer's perspective when you're and I understand it's a difficult circumstances because the NRD is probably accustomed to buying ground not next to or within developments. But the way we fund infrastructure, streets, roads, sewer, water, et cetera, is through SIDs. And SIDs issue public debt. The public debt is paid back through property tax valuation. So by taking out 44 acres of our development area, that's 44 acres we don't get property tax valuation from. Another great example, and I mentioned this in our meeting, like we're doing a project in Gretna right now, and the Gretna Public Schools, they buy the ground and they also contribute to the SID because they realize they're non-taxable as well, and there needs to be a contribution made in lieu of no valuation. So I realize it's maybe not totally apples to apples here, but the issue is we're losing about 44 acres, we're not getting any property tax valuation, and our SID still has to put in all the infrastructure the city of Bennington's requiring.
So it becomes
very difficult. So I think it's not, you can't look at it through the lens of just what are you paying and we should pay you the same way. That's, again, this is our perspective. The board may differ. I think it needs to be looked at more from the lens of we're not contributing anything to the SID. These SIDs still have to put in all this public infrastructure.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you want us to kind of supplement the SID?
Well, I wouldn't say supplement. 64,000 is probably not going to supplement. I mean, the SID will probably issue $5 or $6 million in public debt, but it helps, and I will tell you, costs have gone up significantly. So
your answer is yes.
Yeah, and if the decision is to wait, that's perfectly fine with us as well. I just think the risk is the site, it may end up being more expensive, and development will be moving forward, which I think just makes it more cumbersome if the NRD wants to acquire it down the road.
Let me first clarify before I took a call on Mr. McCormick. These dam sites are for the public good. So when you say we contribute or don't contribute if we don't pay the higher price, this whole dam site and other dam sites we build are entirely for the public good. So in a sense, by us spending tax dollars to acquire land and build these things, it's for the public good, not for any kind of particular development. Tim McCormick.
So I'm not sure you're aware, but we've had a long-standing relationship with developers that they would typically sell us the property at what they purchased it at. And then, for an example, Dam Site 12, that was one where the NRD had to buy substantially a bigger portion of the creek bottom for the dam site, and then the developer was able to keep the nice lots on the hill and able to overpay for them because they're going to be very nice lots. The value added by the NRD building of the lake should help your SID and your lot value raise, and it also provides public good for flood protection down the stream.
Yeah, and those are all things I think that are they're all valid points. I think the biggest challenge we have in the development community right now is costs have gone, you know, extremely high. I mean, costs are up, paving's up 30-40%, all these other costs. I realize these aren't NRD-related costs, but these are issues we have to deal with as a developer. So that's why we went to John and Amanda and we said, look, and I want to be transparent. I mean, I'm not here to say, you know, to try to hide anything. We're just here to say we're asking for appraised value. We think that's fair and reasonable. The board says it's not, then that's...
One other problem I have with it is it's a project that I think there's some other complications that are involved in this site, and I don't think it's even on our schedule till 2035. So I don't know what the... I'm not sure it's a great purchase at this time, but the record land values we have, perhaps that'll stabilize in the future. And the cost of money... We could take our bond issue that we're and use it to build the dams we have that we have the property acquired for.
Any other comments?
I'd like to hear one more time what you're suggesting we do. What's your perspective again?
We are just asking to be paid the appraised value.
Okay. Which is $2 million.
Which, if my notes are correct, it's $2,297,160.
That's the appraised value, and we're offering you what for the property?
I don't know what we're being offered. I think we were being offered the appraised value.
$2,220,000.
And we were asked to provide our costs, which we did, and our costs are $2,232,000. So it's a difference of $64,000.
Excuse me, Fred. You bought at 232, and the motion before this board is $2,301,000.
And I could have my math off by 4,000.
It's 72 for the difference.
Yeah. Okay, I apologize. So it's 72, not 64. My math was off just a little bit.
This project is 15 years down the road.
I personally have a problem.
Had
giving you extra money for whatever justification you think you deserve it. We are here for the taxpayers' purpose. That's why we all got elected. And I would personally have a hard time going to my constituents and saying, yeah, we gave this developer a bonus. And that's my position. I don't know how the rest of the board feels.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
So if we turn this down, where are we at?
So I guess you can give us direction to renegotiate, or you could give us direction to not, and we just pass. So I mean, you can tell us what you'd like to do as a board. You want us to go back and see if we can, if you turn it down, we can go back and renegotiate it or just walk away. I guess those are the two options.
So as a developer, if the board turns it down, do we have the ability then, because our project's final platted, so the city of Bennington's given us approval to move forward. I guess I would need some confirmation that, you know, I don't think we're going to hold the property for 15 years. If it's designated as a dam site, I don't think that's fair or reasonable. So I think there would have to be some agreement that we could either...
I think even if we purchased it, it'd still be 15 years down the road before the project got started.
But not our project.
Even if we purchased the land from you, our project wouldn't start, so the dam site wouldn't be there for 15 years.
Right. I totally understand that. But I think my perspective is then, if I'm, as a developer, again, through the lens of a developer, if I have to hold it, then can you modify your dam site? I mean, can we put lots there? Can we develop it?
No.
No, it's reserved by the zoning commission.
Can we make a motion that we go back to negotiate? Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn on the tape.
Oh, is there a motion, Ray?
Danny Bailey.
Quick question, Mr. Chair. If we vote this down, what is the time frame that we can come back to it later?
Next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tim mentioned 2035 before the construction of this would even begin. Okay. That's all I got.
How, Phil?
I'm perfectly fine paying you what you purchased for it. I'm not fine paying the appraised value right now because that's setting a bad precedent for us. So is there any way we can make a motion? If this fails, can we make a motion to have you renegotiate, bring it back to us next month, and see if they'll accept the purchase price?
You don't need a motion. You can just direct us to do so.
So, because I would be not in favor of it as it is, but I'd be in favor of it if we could get it for the purchase price. $72,000, I think, is...
Listen, if that's what the board wants to do, that's totally fine. I'm the manager of the entity. I can go back to our partnership and say this is what the board's willing to do. I completely understand the precedent. And I'm here to kind of give you our perspective from the developer side of things. If that's where the board's at, I understand it. We just have some decisions to make then ultimately, obviously, as the developer and the property owner. So,
Do you have to go back to a board, or can you make a decision?
No, these are all internal decisions. It's just, you know, $72,000 is not going to make or break our project, but we did feel that the appraisal was low. We felt like it was justifiable, and
if you make a motion, I'll second.
I guess from our perspective, why are we going to go through an appraisal process if this is going to be the mandate from the NRD, right? And I understand you want to protect taxpayer dollars. You don't want to pay more. But if I would have paid this a year or 18 months ago, is this still the same conversation? Right? I mean, land values change and fluctuate all the time. So I think it's a little bit of a gray area. But if that's the decision, then we would like that feedback, and then we can ultimately make a decision to get back to you. So,
Chapter 2, you had your hand up.
I guess I'd be kind of curious. The appraisal that was given, I wonder how much of it was inflated because of the fact we are going to build a dam. I mean, that property is more valuable because we will eventually build a dam.
My perspective is anything that's sewerable in Bennington, Elkhorn, Omaha, right now, I mean, we're a very active buyer of development land, is selling for an excess of $60,000 an acre. And this is a sewerable piece of ground. So if the fact that there's a dam site, I think it's great. I think ultimately it will provide an amenity. But the issue is, and even to the folks we sell lots to, the question is, well, you know, when will it get built? And so do we get a premium right away? I mean, if the dam's not built for 15 years, it's kind of hard to argue that the developer will probably get a premium on those lots. I mean, it's great the NRD will own the ground, but there won't be a body of water or a dam there for a significant amount of time.
Can we call the question?
move on?
I don't recall when Director Connolly let him finish.
Was someone going to do a substitute motion on this item?
If this motion fails, I'd be prepared to do a substitute motion.
Well, then we'd... It'd be a whole new...
Yeah.
Once we vote on it, then we can direct staff.
Yeah.
We don't need that, no.
We just let him die and that's it.
Okay. Director, some
call the question.
Okay, we're going to vote on cease and debate, and then we'll vote on the motion. Everyone understand?
Right.
We'll call on cease and debate.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Sapinski?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Conant?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conway?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes. Now that we've ceased debate, let's vote on the
point,
motion.
Point of clarification.
Vote on the motion. We can't.
It was on the, on that motion.
We can't discuss it now that we've ceased debate.
We're not going to discuss it. As
then we have to.
Point of procedure.
Huh?
Point of procedure. Point of order. You know, do you actually vote on a call of question?
I
thought the parliamentary rule is once the question has been called, there is no vote on that. You then move to the vote.
No. You move right to the vote.
We move right to the vote without any further discussion.
We'll call the question again.
Yeah. So he called the question. We said, let's not talk about it anymore. Now we vote on the motion without further discussion. So, roll call.
Jeff.
No.
McCormick.
No.
Sapinski.
No.
Caesar.
No.
Begley.
No.
Bonnet.
No.
Bradley?
No.
Conley?
No.
Davidson?
No.
Fowler?
No.
Chairperson?
No. Direct staff if you want to continue negotiation. We might see this in the near future.
And that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, Mr. Cutter. Okay. Treasurer's report. Item 10, Director Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J, all inclusive, and the financial reports to be affixed and to be made part of the minutes. I so move.
Second. Public comments on Treasury report? No, staff, directors. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Adam Levitt, Chairperson's report. I couldn't think of anything other than have a joyous Easter, however you wish to celebrate it this weekend. So I'll move on to General Manager's report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earth Day will be back in person this year at Elmwood Park on April 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6. We will have a booth there with the INE team handing out seedlings and other educational materials. Chairman Thompson will once again represent the district, presenting the Friends of the Environment Awards to individuals and organizations who improve the Omaha County through environment-focused practices. Personal miscellaneous items, the district has been awarded once again with the Nebraska Safest Company Award from the National Safety Council. This is the 14th year in a row, so kudos to obviously Nicole Gus, who's runs that committee, and then our safety committee, and then obviously our employees and directors who take employee safety to heart. In fact, I think we've moved some of our trophies downstairs because we don't have room in the trophy case for them anymore. So that's a great thing. We also we're going to receive the 2022 Spirit Award for Wellness and Safety. We did send out a notice for those directors who want to come to the luncheon. It let us know. I know a couple have responded, and Nicole has those names. And so just let me know, and I'll forward it on to Nicole. Curtis Edwards, resigned his IT support technician position. His last day was April 1st, and we are currently advertising for the position, so Bill's kind of on his own for a little while until we get a replacement there. Tyler Roberts has been hired as the district's water supply operator for Washington County. His first day was April 11th. And then Armando Zarco, he's been hired as the district's Papillion Creek Watershed Coordinator 319, and his first day is going to be May 16th. I know everyone knows this, but we promoted Amanda Grant to the assistant general manager position. So. It was a very difficult decision. We had a lot of our internal candidates that were very qualified, but Amanda's already hit the ground running, so we've implemented a lot of new things already. So look forward to continuing to work with her. And so obviously you can direct any questions to her, and she'll be able to process them for you. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The watershed partnership subcommittee took place on March 24th, and the minutes are attached. Next meeting is scheduled for April 28th. Again, I'll reiterate what Jim said. Everybody has a happy Easter. I'll get to spend time with your family. And if there's any questions, obviously, let me know. But we'd be happy to answer if you have any now. So
I have a question.
Correct.
So do I understand, given the last item, you're going to negotiate with? And what if you don't arrive at any agreement? Does that mean we either reconfigure the project or just move on?
No, it's the reservoir sites that we have, the zoning jurisdictions reserve that site for those projects. So if we don't come to some resolution, then we just basically pass.
Oh,
we acquire it sometime in the future when we're going to build the project.
Oh, I see.
The original intent of the bonding, that $30 million, was to acquire, you know, these properties that were available that people wanted to sell. While we could, you know, we got interest rates for less than 2%. Well, that's not obviously happening anymore. That was the intent, but this project so far, you know, in the future, if we can't come with the resolution, then I think we'll address it 10 years from now. So, or whenever that may happen. So.
Okay.
Our bonds are still at 2%, though, correct?
Yeah. In fact, all the bonds the district has issued over since 2011 was our first bond issue, our cumulative interest is less than 2%. So, I mean, we could say that we were geniuses and we knew exactly the time to do it. We actually just hit a perfect time. Yeah. So we're in a perfect time.
Not 2%. Smart.
I think they're close to almost, they're 4.5, close to 5, getting up close to 5%. So we were fortunate.
We just up 5% today.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Amanda, I don't ask ladies for their phone number very often. Like never. But please share your phone number for the board members so we can add that to our inventory of contact.
Yep.
Thank you.
Nice work, John, on the safety stuff. That's a big deal.
Well, that's these guys. It was obviously Nicole and the employees. I mean, that's great. 14 years. I mean, that's pretty impressive. So these guys, they work very hard at it. And they do safety inspections of all the facilities. And so I tip my hat to them. I just get to go up and hold the trophy and wave my hand. That's theirs. It's all theirs. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm 13 informational items. I know Director Bradley will be at Earth Day. Is anyone else going to be at Earth Day, you know?
Yep.
And it's at Elmwood Park again. It should be a good event. Next month in May, you can note the dates, of course. Item 14, let's get to, we are here adjourned. Everybody